Hello, this is Frank Pan with a new bedtime story. This sleep hypnosis is not suitable for listening while driving, operating machinery, or performing any task requiring your full attention. Please listen only when it is safe to relax completely and allow yourself to drift into a deep rest. Okay, having said that, I'll start with an introduction. Find a comfortable position where your body feels fully supported. Take a deep breath in through your nose, keeping your head straight, and gently lift your eyes upward as though looking at your eyebrows. Hold the breath for a moment and then slowly exhale through your mouth, letting the air flow out smoothly. Now take another deep breath in through your nose, keeping your eyes raised as high as possible, and feel the air filling your lungs as you exhale gently through your mouth. Notice a wave of calm spreading through your body. This time, take a third and final deep breath in, lifting your gaze once more to the highest point you can reach. And as you slowly exhale, allow your eyelids to close, letting them fall as though they are carried by the softest feather. Feel how heavy and relaxed they are now. The muscles around your eyes release completely, bringing a deep sense of peace. Now, with your eyes closed, feel the relaxation spreading to your cheeks and jaw, releasing all tension. Your neck and shoulders grow light, and your arms relax completely. From your shoulders down to your fingertips, each breath draws more calm into your chest, back, and stomach. Your hips, legs, and feet soften, as though sinking into the surface beneath you. In your mind's eye, imagine a small staircase with 5 steps leading downward. This staircase takes you to a special place, a cozy sleep story cellar. Each step brings you deeper into calm and closer to the story waiting for you. Step onto the first step, feeling your body grow heavier. And as you take the second step, as calm deepens, you go deeper and deeper. Take step 3, the warmth of the crackling fire greets you. And when you take step 4, the faint scent of lavender and cedar wood wraps around you. And step 5, you enter the sleep story cellar. The space is warm and inviting, with stone walls glowing in the light of a roaring fireplace. A plush armchair near the fire beckons you to settle in. The soft crackle of the flames soothes your mind. Fully at ease, today's story can begin. The Keeper of the Ancient Library. As you settle into a comfortable position, take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, let go of the day behind you. Your eyes are gently closed and feel the weight of your body sinking into the surface beneath you. With each breath, your muscles grow softer, your thoughts quieter, and your mind begins to drift to a place where imagination meets serenity. In the soft glow of a golden evening, you find yourself walking along a cobblestone path. The air is cool, carrying the faint scent of lavender and the distant sound of birds settling in the trees. Ahead of you stands a towering building, its stone walls covering in ancient vines, its tall wooden door slightly ajar. This is no ordinary building. It is the Keeper's Library, a place whispered about in the tales of old. Curiosity pulls you forward, and as you step inside, the soft creak of the door gives you way to a vast silence. The air is warm and smells of aged paper and cedar wood. Shelves stretch endlessly into the heights of the library, each filled with books bound in leather, gold or velvet. Soft candlelight flickers from ornate chandeliers, casting a gentle glow across the room. The keeper appears, a serene figure with kind eyes and an aura of timeless wisdom. They greet you in a gentle nod and a soft smile, as if they've been expecting you. "Welcome," they say, their voice like a rustle of leaves in a peaceful forest. "You've been invited here to explore the stories of this library, stories that hold the secrets of rest, renewal, and clarity." You follow the keeper as they lead you deeper into the library. Their footsteps are silent on the polished floor, and you notice how your own steps grow lighter, as though you're shedding the weight of worry and tension with each stride. The keeper pauses before a grand carved desk where an open book waits, its pages shimmering faintly. "This book is for you," the keeper says. "It holds a story that will guide you into the deepest rest you have ever known." As you listen, let the words wash over you like a gentle stream, carrying you further into calm. The keeper's voice begins to narrate, and the story unfolds not just in words, but in images that come alive in your mind. You see a meadow at dawn, where dew glinsters on every blade of grass, and the world feels untouched and pure. You see a quiet beach where waves lap against the shore in perfect rhythm, their sound soothing every corner of your being. And you see an ancient forest, its trees standing tall and wise, their leaves whispering secrets of peace and renewal. The story takes you on a journey through these places, each one filling you with a sense of ease and tranquility. feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, dissolving tension from your body. And on the beach, you breathe in salty air, releasing any remaining thoughts of the day. And in the forest, you walk among the trees, feeling their grounding presence and letting their calm seep into your very soul. As the story continues, you come to a small, glistering pool in the heart of the forest. The keeper's voice guides you to sit by his edge. This pool reflects not just your image, but your innermost peace, they say. Look into it and see the calm that resides within you. You gaze into the water and see yourself, but not as you were earlier in the day. This reflection is serene, with soft eyes and a relaxed expression. It is the truest version of yourself, free from stress, free from expectations, and entirely at ease. The keeper's voice whispers, "This is who you are beneath the layers of the day. This is the part of you that remains whole and peaceful no matter what." The image in the water begins to blur gently, like ripples spreading outward. The keeper's voice grows softer, saying, "And now, let this reflection carry you deeper into rest. Let it guide you into the dreams you need, the healing you deserve, and the stillness you crave." As you continue to watch the ripples, you feel yourself sinking, not physically, but into a deeper state of calm. The forest fades into the background, replaced by a soft darkness that is neither empty nor cold. It is a cocoon of safety where every breath takes you further into relaxation. The keeper's voice becomes a distant hum, like the sound of wind through the trees. Their final words linger in your mind. "Rest now. Let the story of this place cradle you. You are safe. You are whole. And you are free to let go." And so you drift,